Temple again.
Temple's helping us out. All right, perfect. Here we go. Hold on.
It's time for the Crapper Creek Idiot of the Day.
All right, Temple, here's your first choice today. I guess this guy couldn't find a friend to pick him up or something. 20-year-old guy, Julio Rodriguez, released from jail in Phoenix earlier this month. I don't know, carjacking something. He wandered to a Union Pacific Railroad after he got out of jail and decided to steal an entire train. He hopped into the engineer's seat in the locomotive, started pushing buttons, pulling levers. Fortunately, he also honked the train horn, so the real engineers came out as the train started to pull out. Julio was only one pedal away from being able to completely get away with taking the train out. He was arrested for burglary and theft of means of transportation.
Holy crap.
I don't know where he thought he was going to go with it. There's really only one. You know, I think they'll know where he was going.
He's going down the track.
I don't think he's going to take the train to the local chop shop or something. So I don't know what his end game was there, Temple. I have no idea what the end game was. So there's your first guy. Hold on. We got one more. All right, this guy's just an idiot burglar. I'm glad this guy's looking for real jobs because clearly he's awful at crime. Couple houses were broken into. Also, we're going to the Phoenix area for a second time. Odd. As the cops were investigating, they found the burglar had left what, I don't know, a piece of paper. They look at it. Yeah, that was his resume. Yeah. Had his name, all of his info on it. But that wasn't the only home he broke into. How did they know that? Because at another home, he left his phone behind. So that made it very easy for the cops to track down 39-year-old Aaron Sullivan. He denied breaking into the homes, but when the cops searched his place, they found pretty much all the stuff from both of the houses, including a bunch of watches he'd hidden inside of cereal boxes. He left his... All right, here's the thing. Why did he have his resume when he's breaking into... I don't know why, but that's the weird one, is he left a resume. And I could see dropping a phone from a pocket or something, but two houses, left a phone and a resume. I don't know if there's a third house. Maybe he left a drawing of a map to his house.
Or a cover letter.
The cover letter, exactly. So who's our idiot today, Temple? The guy trying to steal a train or the dude that left pretty much all the info the cops needed?
The train guy.
Yeah.
He chose to do that. The other guy's just a
club. Well done, Temple. Thank you much, sir. I appreciate the help and...